Welcome, welcome, nerds and ladies and gentlemen alike, to the most patriotic edition you've ever seen of The Last Word. That's right, it's America edition right here on Project Nerd. And we have got a patriotic episode for you to celebrate this 4th of July. But before I tell you all the details about it, let me introduce our guests. We're going to start with RBG herself here. How's it going, Ruth?
Hello, nerds. It's me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RGB, if you're lucky.
There we go. All right. Awesome. Welcome to the show. We have Dylan, the cowboy himself.
Howdy, partner. I don't want to do the voice. Howdy, y'all. I'm Dylan, the cowboy.
There we go. And then Libby is joining us with her patriotic light beer in hand.
I was Lady Maverick from Top Gun.
Oh, Maverick, okay. Cute. I'm seeing it. And then we have Dane here as well. Handlebar mustache and all to celebrate. That's actually his actual mustache. But before we get started on all those things, let me quickly introduce Ruth, actually, and Libby are joining us from our brand new podcast that you could hear on Project Nerd starting this week, Murder, She Joked. And then, of course, Dylan and Dane are joining us from our brand new video series and awesome show that's coming to you Saturday. I had to delay there because I forgot what day it was. It is Two Guys, One Film. Libby, Ruth, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show first?
Take the floor.
I will take the floor. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you. So Murder, She Joked is an improvised, untrue crime podcast. So we get suggestions from usually our Instagram followers or just things that we come up with during warm-ups.
On mine.
Yeah. And then we make up a true crime story based off of that. And it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Ruth, was I missing anything?
I don't think so. We're an award-winning podcast.
There we go.
Well, an award-winning improv show that turned into a podcast.
We hire Ruth to tell people that we won awards. That's her job.
That's what her job is.
Tell people that we won awards.
Yeah. Awesome. Welcome aboard. Dylan, Dane, tell us a little bit about Two Guys, One Film.
You got it? We'll do it at the same time.
Two Guys, One Film.
One film. We watch a movie of our choice, or his choice, or my choice, and we,
or your choice, yeah,
or your choice too. And then we, talk it, discuss it, rate it, and then our ratings are usually law. So once our ratings go in, that's the rating forever.
That's the rating forever. That's the rating that the movie gets forever.
Yeah. So good.
You know, we're somewhat of a big deal.
Yeah, I'm a big deal in the scene.
A little big deal.
All right, both shows right here on projectnerd.com. Check them out. But in the meantime, we're bringing you more patriotism than a Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith concert on Columbus Day. That's Ooh. Right. Welcome to freedom, folks. This is our 4th of July / 7th of July / also 8th of July when it airs on the audio feed edition of The Last Word. All right, folks, for those of you not familiar with it, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to ask them some questions, excuse me, and I am going to listen to their answers. They get points based on what I think of the answers, whether I like them, dislike them, think they're funny, think they're great, spot on, whatever it is, my choice for the points. And then the most patriotic contestant will be the last person standing. I'm going to try to memorize those points because as I was going to get my pen and pad, I had my giant big gulp to celebrate America and spilt it all over the place, unfortunately. So I'm sitting in a puddle of soda. Just warning you, Aaron, if you're watching, that we got some cleanup to do after this. But anyways, let's get started with round one. I need some more sound effects here. All right. If everybody's ready, we're going to do this. And it's time for some of America's ass. That's right. The MCU is going to hit the ground running again next weekend. Unfortunately, we got to deal with some communist bullshit with Black Widow. But that's all right. Steve Rogers, he might have America's ass. But I'm curious, who has America's future? So I'm going to ask each one of you. What I mean here is the rumors have been flying. Who's going to lead the Avengers going forward? Who's going to protect America when we need it the most? So I'm curious, with the characters that are left, or maybe the characters left to be introduced, who's taking over that lead spot for the Avengers. You know what, Ruth, let's start with you.
Okay. I saw an Avengers movie once. My grandson took me. I forget the name of it, but it was the one with the fish and the janitor that meets the fish. And I think they think they're in love. Shape of Water. That's what it was called. Oscar nominated Avengers movie. And, you know, that got me thinking about movies and winning stuff and how we can cross bridges to nations. You know, like who's somebody that's good at physically bringing nations together and who's somebody that has a lot of time. And so because of all of that, I think our former president, Barack Obama, should be the leader of the next Avengers. He's retired. His wife, Michelle's got a Netflix show. And he looks good without his shirt off. So President Obama to lead the Avengers.
All right. All right. Good ruling there. Good ruling. Going around the circle. Dane, why don't you tell us who's leading these Avengers?
I've been out of the loop on this one for a bit. But it sounds like we could pick whoever we want.
I do whatever. If it's a good answer, I'll give it points.
Because I came up with an answer here, but now I'm like, wow, okay. I didn't realize I could just make it up as I went along. I don't know. Dylan here could be the leader of the Avengers because he's, you know,
they're gonna make me blush. Stop.
Well, I mean, you've been like, I would say that you're like the leader of our like mini group here, you know?
Whoa.
Leading us around.
Whoa.
Always had the ideas and whatnot.
That's bold praise, sir. Thank you.
Well, you know.
All right. We've got Obama. We've got Dylan. Libby, who are you putting up to lead the Avengers going forward?
Okay. So I'm going to actually do the assignment.
Okay.
I am not caught up on Marvel stuff at all, but I did watch Endgame once. My ex-boyfriend was a big Marvel fan, and he promised he would pause and give me context for things that we were watching so I would know what was going on. He fell asleep 20 minutes into this 3-hour movie. So I had to research all of it on my own, so I know enough. So my answer is Captain Marvel, and I have a few bullet points for why. She was okay. Captain Save-A-Ho at the beginning of Endgame. She saved Tony Stark's billionaire ass from space. She's supposedly the most powerful, or almost the most powerful, I guess, depending on which Reddit nerd you talk to. And then she's a woman, so that's an obvious plus. I think that the Avengers guys need a woman's touch. You know, they need somebody in charge. Less ego disputes, pissing matches. And I saw on a trailer, I didn't see her movie, but I saw on a trailer for her first movie that she punches an old lady in the face. Like I read up on some stuff and I know it's an alien, but she punched an old lady in the face. And that is the kind of dedication to the job of lead Avenger that I think it's what it takes. So my vote is Captain Marvel.
All right. I just want to clarify one thing. Did you call her Captain Save-A-Ho at the beginning there? Was that what it was?
I did, because she saved the ho that is Tony Stark.
I loved it. I just wanted clarification. All right, Dylan, let's round us out on question one here. Who's leading your Avengers?
There is only one clear-cut answer, sir, and that is Howard the Duck. And I'm talking 1986. Ooh. Willard Hike's Howard the Duck. Here's why. The dude came from his own planet, against his free will, gets with a ragtag group of people, and saves the day. And everybody's talking about everybody needs a human point of view. What about a duck's point of view? You know? Plain and simple. Right. Just like that.
All right. I love it. Perfect. First question done. We did have two Marvel characters and two not-so-Marvel characters. Points after the first question. Dane, you hesitated. You questioned yourself. So, but I liked your answer and your loyalty to your friend, so I'll award you 1 point. RBG, ooh, also loyalty to the friend there. Giving you 2 points for that. Sticking it with Marvel, Libby and Dylan, you start with 2 points each, but 2 bonus points, mainly Libby for your Save-A-Ho, and Dylan for the Howard the Duck 1980s reference. Man, that was my childhood. That was it. Watch it on a regular. So 4 points for each of y'all. Push you early lead here in round one, but that's okay. That's okay. Ruth and Dane, we've got one more question, and I can shell out points however I feel like. You know why? Because I'm free. I'm free to do that here in America.
America.
And speaking of America. Speaking of America, there was a new America movie that came out on the 4th of July. Netflix released a actually pretty funny tale, America, the motion picture. It was a satirical take, obviously, on our history. About as satirical as maybe what you learn in high school, but that's a whole nother topic. Anyways, it poked a lot of fun at things, and but I want to move on to the question. So let's talk about great patriotic movies. I can think of a few other ones that came out around the holiday as well. Let me know what movie helps you celebrate America. Dylan, since you went last time, let's have you go first here.
Oh, that's I'm gonna go with Commando. Nobody more hot-blooded American than Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was a ex, you know, military, whatever, trying to live life on his own. Government comes in, tries to ruin his day, takes his daughter, and gotta save. You gotta look out for number one. Look out for family. Family's always number one. That's pretty American to me. So, and he jumps out of a moving plane.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. All right. We'll just work our way back around that circle. Libby, who's mostly covered up by our animated characters here. Okay, tell me who you're thinking.
There we go.
We'll switch it just to America edition. What's your patriotic go-to film?
So this isn't necessarily just my patriotic go-to film. It's one of my favorite films. I don't need an occasion to watch this one. A League of Their Own. Not this TV series, the original movie. I mean, it's a baseball movie. It takes place in World War II, which is like the only war that America really cares about, apparently. I do. Anyway, I think it's cool. It's got amazing cast, incredible cast, amazing one-liners. I tell myself on almost a daily basis, hey, there's no crying in baseball. And situations that doesn't apply to necessarily, but if I need to suck it up, you know, hey, there's no crying in baseball. It's a classic. Love that movie.
It's an American motto we can all get behind. All right, yes. Dane, what are you turning to for your patriotic viewings?
All right, so part of it is a little bit of what Dylan said, but I'm thinking like pretty much anything 90s action, like anything with like a bunch of explosions, like Terminator 2, Demolition Man, Last Action Hero, tons of stuff with like just action. When I think of like America, like back in the, like just when I was a kid, just reminds me of like old action movies. Like that's what I think of like summertime as, like, you know, we got, yeah. So pretty much anything with like tons of explosions and all kinds of action.
Okay. All right. RBG, I know you're very busy, but when you do have a little bit of free time, what are you tuning in to celebrate America?
Okay. I thought hard about this question. And when I want to watch a patriotic movie on the 4th of July, I want to get inspired. I really want something that's gonna get me moving, get me thinking about the rest of the week ahead. And so I watched the documentary about myself, RGB. There's no greater story about someone who, you know, overcomes, you know, toxic masculinity to become one of the most influential Supreme Court justices in the United States of America. And honestly, what people are always surprised about with me is how much of an ego I have, but you don't get to the Supreme Court without an ego. So I just watched that to stroke my own ego a little bit and get inspired.
All right. I'm digging it. Although I will say I'm also handing out some points to Sarah, who's watching us over on Facebook. Yeah, what 4th of July is complete without Will Smith saving us from aliens? Independence Day, primo answer. 300 points for you there, Sarah. You're killing it. All right. I've got other points, though, that I'm going to hand out for the people that are actually here. And I have to say, coming out of round one, Libby, kill it at first place. You've got 7 points. Dylan, right behind her with 6 points. RBG, hang in there, 4 points. Dane, I'm sorry. Love you. Really excited for the new show. But I'm going to have to let you go after this first round.
I love you, boo-boo.
Love you, too.
But don't worry. I'm going to let you hang around and watch us. So that way we can just, you know, pick on you if you do anything embarrassing or anything like that. So I may get your 2 cents on some of these patriotic questions happening in round two.
Yeah, that really needs a sound effect, sir. I don't mind.
I know. That, so. I needed some eagle screeches here. Hey, I was throwing this stuff together last minute. But let's talk about more American heroes. The American hero, 100% patriot, Tom Cruise, and I'm thinking, you know, Top Gun Maverick's coming out here, and I know Libby's excited, but he might be a few bolts. Tom Cruise might be, not Libby, might be a few bolts shy of complete, but he knows how to get our red, white, and blue blood flowing. That's right. Whether it's the charm of our Air Force's best pilot, you know, Maverick, or the heroic antics of IMF's top agent, Ethan Hunt, or even the fact that he was born on the 4th of July, at least according to this movie I saw once. But as American as Tom Cruise's characters are, we know there's more American fictional movie characters out there somewhere. So last time I asked you, what's your go-to movie? But who's your patriotic character? Who is American through and through on the screen? I say movie screen in the question, but we can go small screen too if you want to. Libby, you haven't started us on one, so why don't you get us kicked off in this question?
Okay, so this is a little bit of a hot take, and it's also it's going to have to be an introspective thing for us Americans, because, you know, we like to be like, yeah, America, balls to the wall with the Eagles. But we have a dark side, you know, we have a dark side. And I think when you really think about America overall, if you take away the Eagles and the, you know, we have capitalism, greed, excessive wealth. So the first I thought this was Miss Potter from It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Okay. You broke up a little bit there. But the, Mr. Potter from
It's a Wonderful Life, the villain from It's a Wonderful Life, because he is greedy. He represents capitalism and excessive wealth, and everybody kind of hates him. And I know that's a hot take because this is the patriotic episode, but in order to be like a really full, like complete, emotionally intelligent country, we need to like really examine our negative flaws, like our negative qualities. And I just wanted to shed light on that.
I'm with you through and through. It's a good answer. You didn't lose points for me for going real. All right, RBG, who's your patriotic screen hero?
I'm going to take a left turn from Libby's answer. I'm looking for someone who's positive. I was looking for someone who rolls up their sleeves and works with their hands, and also happens to be another movie that I watched with my grandson. I'm picking the main character from the Lego Movie. He's a builder. He sings that Everything is Awesome song, and he's played by Chris Pratt, who's an American hero as well. So that's who I'm going with.
All right. All right. I like it. I like it. Dylan, who you got for us?
Quick thing. Can I ask Libby to do a great Jimmy Stewart impression? Like, give me her best.
I'll give you the moon, Mary. Is that what you want? You want the moon? Is that what you want, Mary? You want the moon? That's the only thing I can say.
I like it. I like
it. It's pretty impressive.
You like it? Was that good enough for you, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to get you the moon, Dylan?
Oh, please. Please.
All right, Dylan, I'll get you the moon.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Anyway.
got to get up a silly answer, too.
Well, once again, I'm going to go with my main man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm going to go with Harry from True Lies. He's so American, he doesn't even have a last name in the movie. He protects this country from terrorism, fights terrorism. Once again, looking for his daughter at the end of the movie. That part doesn't matter. But he shoots a man from a missile. And of course, he has to say, you're fired at the end of it. What's more American than firing somebody off of a missile?
All right. Listen, True Lies, that's American through and through. You got it there. All right, points are getting close. RBG, you're catching on up. You're up to 8 points. Dylan at 8. Libby, you're just ahead. I had you at 9, but the impression just gave you a bonus point. You got 10 points, actually, right there. So, killing it there. Yeah, Dylan's giving competition points here. So, I don't know. All right.
It's just fun.
And we got one more question for the three of you before we head into the most final and patriotic round we've ever had. And we're going to talk a little history. Obviously, 1776 to present, because there was no history before that. Everyone knows, or at least according to Mr. Swanson, that history began on July 4th, 1776. Everything before that was a mistake. Nick Offerman Swanson is just another great example of a true American. And now Offerman is going to portray another true American, Rockford Peaches coach Casey DeForter. You brought it up earlier, Libby, and Amazon's upcoming A League of Their Own series, a series that really, as much as we love the movie, the series has no purpose for existing. But even though A League of Their Own, you know, was a perfect movie and doesn't need this reboot, there's a lot of movies out there that could probably use a series reboot. So I want to know, movie, maybe it's something else. What are you readapting into a different, into a series to give more time for that story to be told? Let's see. I think RBG, let's start with you.
So everyone knows I'm a big fan of the opera. You know, me and my dead husband, Marty, we would go to the opera, we would get photographed, blah, blah, blah. Well, my favorite composer was Mozart. He's wonderful, really dramatic. I saw this thing on YouTube. It was a trailer for the movie Amadeus. Never seen the full movie, but the trailer was really intriguing. There was lots of wigs, some sexual stuff, which, again, not appropriate for my grandson, but for me, when I'm watching alone in bed with a glass of wine, it was nice. So anyways, the trailer made me want to see more. So I thought, why not turn it into a series? So Amadeus is my answer.
All right. All right. Not mad at it. Not mad at it. Dylan, what about you?
You already know what I'm going to say from the get-go. Third time's a charm with my man. I'm talking twins. Okay. Hear me out. I felt like a rush story, finding their mom, but I feel like with a series, you can really bring forth the brotherhood that comes together there. You know, you can get him in different towns, different situations. Like, he can toss cookies all day, all the time, all that he wants. So I'm going to go for twins, and then maybe you can spruce it up and get a third brother in there during the season finale. Get a thing going for the season two.
Okay. Who are you casting for the third brother?
I'm probably going to go with Gary Busey. It's probably a good one for that one.
Okay. All right. Livy, what are you adapting to a new series?
Okay. So I was thinking Hocus Pocus, but kind of with the What We Do in the Shadows type energy. So with like some interviews, focusing mainly on the Sanderson sisters, but like throw some Thackeray Binks in there, because who doesn't want to look at him some more? Maybe have the other characters around, but I just think it would be really interesting to see them trying to live their everyday life of trying to capture and eat children, and then just have it be just like normal, like it's not, like with the What We Do in the Shadows, it's like they have the, now I'm deconstructing it and making it less interesting. I'm going to stop talking because I lost my point. Hocus Pocus, make it a series. There we go.
All right. You've got fans agreeing with you on it and everything. Good answer. You played it straight. So, Livy, you're heading into the final round as our leader here. Definitely happen. Dylan and Ruth, it was close. But, man, Dylan, I got to give you on the loyalty there. It was you did it with the twins and pushed me over the top on the Gary Busey. So, RBG, this is where your time expires, unfortunately. Oh, bad choice of words. I'm sorry. But it's time for us to move on to the final round. Ruth, Dane, I am going to kick you out of here for a second, but feel free to hang around to the end. We'll replug those shows one more time. And let me move myself down to the middle here as we head into Dylan. Are you ready to help me with these sound effects?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Liberty, the Statue of Liberty used to be a different color.
The Patriot round. All right, you two, points are reset. We're starting from scratch here, and I'm going to start handing them out like candy for this round too. But this question's going to be it's going to be pretty straightforward. Let's just make it quite clear. Obviously, you know, what's most American? When I think American, I'm thinking beer, fireworks, country music, giant Dodge Ram trunks, or, you know, hell, even something else. So I want you each to make the case for the most patriotic thing you have. Libby, since you're in the lead, you get to go first here. Let me know, what's the most patriotic thing there is?
Okay, so there is this thing called the Luther Burger. I don't know if people have heard of it. I'm gonna tell you about it. It is a cheeseburger that has two glazed donuts as a bun. It was rumored to be created by Luther Vandross, which is pretty cool. There is a ballpark outside of in Sauget, Illinois, which is close to my hometown of St. Louis, that serves this. It's two Krispy Kreme donuts, an Angus beef patty in the middle. ABC dubbed it, let me make sure I get the quote right, a cardiologist's worst nightmare. So, I mean, I forgot to mention the melted cheese and the two strips of bacon to just add to the nightmare. So my stepdad has a saying, it's mostly when he's defending his weird food choices, but it applies to this. And I think it applies to America. Two great tastes taste great together. And I think that this perfectly encapsulates the American mindset, a nation of unmatched innovation, a nation that pushes the limits of cardiovascular health, and a nation that embraces decadence. Luther Burger for president 2024.
All right. Ryan, or I'm sorry, Dylan, I got distracted by the burger there. I was going to say, this is going to be a challenge for you. What you got for us?
Quickly, can we do like a Brady Bunch kind of thing? Because I really like the looking down, looking up at each other kind of thing.
Do I go with this one?
Yeah. And then there you go. Look up, you know.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You think I'm going to say my main man. Not this time. I'm going to go with crippling debt is nothing more American than crippling debt. You want a car? Got to pay for it. You want to live longer in the hospital? You got to pay out the ass for it. You want a home? Pay for it. The only thing you can buy cheap is McDonald's, which is also American, but that's not my point. Crippling debt is my point. So it's the American dream. If you're not in debt, not American.
All right. I didn't know. I felt like I was stuck at the Luther, and then I just have to say, Dylan, you kind of killed it for me there. So here's how the points are going to hand out. Libby, you get 100 points for the first Krispy Kreme donut, a bonus 100 points for the second Krispy Kreme donuts. I need to know what kind of cheese we're working with here, though.
Oh, completely fake American cheese. That is cheese product.
Okay, cheese product. I'll give you 100 points for that. So we're sitting at 300 points plus a bonus point for the answer, so 301. Dylan, however, let me calculate. What is my current student loan debt? You get 35,000 points, one for each dollar of my student loan debt. So with the sneak attack there, Libby, I thought it was you, but that just spoke too real to me. Dylan, you are the most American ever on here, I guess. I'm going to have to hand you the win here. So Libby, great job. I'm going to pull you out just for a second, but we'll bring you back one last time to plug your show. In the meantime, let me find the right images because I've uploaded too many. Let me remove myself, Dylan, so you can talk for 30 seconds on whatever you'd like.
Hi there. My name is Dylan Loper. I'm going to talk to you for 30 seconds about Two Guys, One Film. Do you have Two Guys, One Film in your heart? Do you have 30 seconds to talk about Two Guys, One Film? It's an amazing show. It's me and my best friend, Dane. Watch it. The new season comes out Saturday. We talk about Solar Babies, one of the greatest movies ever made. If you want to watch season one, you can go to our YouTube channel, Two Guys, One Film, and just watch two hunks talk about movies and just chit-chat, have fun.
Perfect. There we go. Let's bring everybody back in here for a good time. I know it's the last word, and we technically call that the last word, but one last time, Libby, Ruth, so glad you guys were here. Let's talk about it. Murder, She Joked, obviously over on Project Nerd, but they can find the podcast wherever podcasts are, maybe, I'm assuming.
Wherever.
Okay. Podcasts
are. And you're going to find a lot of good impressions, just like this one, lot of good voices, a lot of good murders. We don't shy away from the gory details over at Murder, She Joked. So don't eat, or if you need to eat beforehand, whatever's going to do good right by your stomach, do that before you listen to our show. But also because of the laughing, your stomach's going to be cramping from the laughing.
And it's a choking hazard, so you don't want to choke on
that. Yeah, don't eat while listening to the show. That's
have safe. Somebody with you while you're listening to, in case you start choking, to implement the Heimlich maneuver on you if you need to be.
No hot coffee either. We don't want a lawsuit.
There we go. Dylan, Dane, one last time, obviously over at projectnerd.com going forward, but also where are we picking up your audio? I know Spotify,
Amazon. I think that's it. Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. There's another Two Guys, One Film on Apple.
Don't pay attention. Don't pay any attention to that.
Don't give him any hints. Please.
No listens for them.
That's right.
Just us.
Our show has been quoted as a spoof and a goof and a laugh and a half. So that's what you're going to be witnessing and listening to and witnessing. Perfect.
In my heart, all four of you are patriots. Really enjoyed having you on this episode. As always, check out the new podcast, of course, The Last Word. One special last announcement. This is my last episode hosting The Last Word. Multiple time contestant, Mr. Andrew Adair, will be stepping in to rotate the hot seat here with Quentin. Quentin, you got your wish earlier. You asked, how do I get eliminated from it? Well, now I'm eliminated. But I'm moving on, start some other programs while we get this moving. So welcome, Andrew Adair, up in the next few episodes. But obviously in 2 weeks, you got Q, who will be hosting the next episode. Won't be as good because it won't be as patriotic. But that's it for this edition of The Last Word. Head on over to projectnerd.com. Check out all of our podcasts. If you catch us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like, and set up those notifications.
Oh, we're
that's sweet. It.
Whoops.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's it. Till next time.